Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock noon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mrs. Victor Gulk and young Mr. Russell Miller. The latter has just arrived home from an active morning in Tatman's vacant lot, and he's somewhat soiled and tousled in consequence. Sade is saying,
"Come here, let me see that scratch.
It's all healed.
Come here.
Doubt if I'd ever known I had it if Raymond Searles never brought it to my attention."
"Oh, you did it sliding into second base?"
"Uh-huh."
"Well, does a person slide into second base on their face?"
"Raymond Searles stepped on my face."
"Oh, fish.
Good thing he had tennis shoes on instead of cleated baseball shoes. If he had cleated baseball shoes on, he might have chewed my face to pieces, and I'd resemble a chunk of raw meat that had been thrown to the wild lions and tigers."
"Oh, where is everybody? Hello."
"Hi.
We're in the kitchen."
"Goodness, he must have somebody with him."
"Why?"
"Coming in the front door. We only got enough meat for the three of us. Golly."
"Greetings, Dieter. Hello. Who's home? Russell?"
"Greetings, Gov."
"Hello. Sadie? Hello."
"Oh, hello there. I thought you had somebody with you."
"Hello. Eating dinner?"
"Well, of course we're not eating dinner. When did we ever eat dinner without waiting on you? Anyway, the beef funkles aren't done."
"Hello. Hello."
"What's he keep saying hello all the time for?"
"Yes."
"I'm quite upset."
"Well, you must be. Why'd you come in the front door? I thought you must have brought somebody home to dinner, and I said
I'm
to
Russell." "I'm quite upset."
"Raymond Searles was quite upset this morning. I tried to steal..."
"Russell, step to the living room and fetch me volume 7 out of my large library."
"Is volume 7 the one you generally..."
"Volume 7 is volume 7. You're familiar with Roman numerals. Be gone."
"Oh, what's all this now?"
"You, Sadie, if you wish to be helpful, could run down cellar and get me the shovel."
"Oh, you just bet I could run down cellar and get you the shovel."
"What time does Gumpox, the garbage man, come along the alley?"
"Oh, ish. Is this another big, enormous tempest in a teapot? I know it can't be anything serious. Now sit down and relax. The beef funkles ought to be done in the next 10 minutes. It's a warm day, Vic. Take stuff easy."
"I'm quite upset."
"Well, I'll say. You come in the front, you behave like you're in a trance. Ask if we're eating dinner, send Russell after lodge junk. Send me after shovels?"
"Gumpox, your precious garbage man is on duty wearing the official lodge regalia of the sacred stars of the Milky Way."
"He is, huh?"
"Gumpox, your precious garbage man..."
"He's
is
not
right...
my precious garbage man. I imagine he'd be astonished."
"You have volume 7, do you, Russell?"
"Uh-huh."
"Deposit it on the gas stove. Then station yourself at the window and yell at the top of your lungs when you see the garbage man come along."
"Okay. Do all that, Russell, except the yelling at the top of your lungs part."
"You countermand my orders, do you, Sarah?"
"I sure do."
"I realize, of course, Sarah, that
oh,
you
please
do
please
not...
don't call me Sarah, Vic."
"Sade and Sadie are merely affectionate..."
"Diminutives of Sarah. Yes, you told me that. But please don't call me Sarah."
"Are you going down cellar to get me the shovel?"
"I most certainly am not."
"Russell."
"He's not in sight yet."
"Prepare below stairs and fetch me the coal scoop."
"Coal scoop?"
"Shovel. It is, I believe, beside the furnace."
"Well, what you want with that?"
"Begun, sir."
"Oh, lands, Vic.
I will post myself at the window and watch for Gumpox, your precious garbage man."
"He's sure my precious garbage man, all right."
"This is the worst atrocity of all."
"He's wearing lodge robes, huh?"
"Yes."
"Where'd he get them?"
"From Ike Niestoffer."
"Oh?"
"His plumed hat and regulation tunic were worn out and ready to be discarded. He gave them to Gumpox. Gumpox is wearing them."
"Well, how'd you find that out?"
"Ike himself told me. Ike actually considered it humorous. Ike laughed. Ike brayed like a baboon. It struck Ike comical that your precious garbage man would sit perched up on his wagon wearing the official tunic and the regulation plumed hat of the sacred stars of the Milky Way."
"It's against the rules, huh?"
"Against the rules? Against the rules for an outsider and a non-member to don the regalia. Sarah, Sarah, what can you be thinking of? Sarah, reflect a moment. Sarah, think."
"All right, George."
"Huh?"
"You call me Sarah, I'll call you George."
"Of course it's against the rule. It's unforgivable. And it proves Ike Niestoffer hasn't got good sense."
"Here's your good old coal scoop."
"It proves definitely that Ike Niestoffer hasn't got good sense."
"Here's your good old trusty coal scoop, Gov."
"He gave his old worn-out tunic and plumed hat to the garbage man, and the garbage man is wearing them."
"Gov, what you want done with this peachy old shovel?"
"I shudder to think of the consequences if headquarters ever finds out about this."
"Brr, it'd be horrible."
"Hey, here's a standing..."
"Oh, lean it up against something."
"Ike was amused. Ike laughed."
"What's he gonna do with the shovel?"
"Search me."
"Ike was amused. Ike laughed."
"Oh, lands, Vic."
"Yes, Sarah."
"Sarah."
"Mm. You feel like I'm being ridiculous allowing myself to get upset over this matter?"
"Yes, I do."
You and Russell sit down and eat your supper.
It's dinner time, Gov.
Oh, that's right.
And anyway, the beef punkles aren't done.
Oh, that's right. And when that precious gumbage man Garpox comes along, let me know immediately.
That gumbage man Garpox.
He's not one whit better than Ike the Suffer.
Well, they are birds of a better.
Huh?
Nothing.
He isn't in sight yet, is he, Sarah?
I'm not Sarah.
No, he's not Sarah. I'm Sarah.
Well, go ahead and eat your breakfast.
You are upset, Gov.
You fetch my cold scoop?
Right there for the gas stove.
Excellent.
Well, what you gonna do with the cold scoop?
Don't relax your vigilance with questions. Keep watching for Gumpox.
Are you going to hit my precious gumbage man Garpox over the head with your cold scoop?
It's like Kneesuffer that's the guilty party. Gumpox is merely a pawn.
Do you know, Vic, this has all happened before?
Happened before?
Yes.
Gumpox has worn the official robe and plumed hat of the sacred stars of the Milky Way before?
You've let yourself get all wild and upset all over almost the same situation before, and several times.
Enumerate the several times.
Well, I will.
This should be interesting.
It isn't very.
Enumerate, please.
Well, remember one day long ago, you threw away an old plumed hat of your own?
No.
Well, I guess I was the one that threw it away. You told me to destroy it, and I tossed it in the garbage box. Mr. Gumpox found it and put it on his horse's head for a sun hat. Don't you remember?
I do remember that incident. It was most regrettable.
It certainly was. You fussed and raved and hollered just like you're doing now. Nothing particular or terrible come of it. Nobody died or anything.
Sarah, when my lodge is held up to derisive laughter and scorn...
Yeah, another incident. Remember when Hank got stopped, wore an official robe and plumed hat and worked as doorman at the Butler House Hotel?
Yes, I do.
Well, you thought 98 people had been murdered. You were the only fella to be bothered. Nobody
else. I'm the fella that's supposed to be bothered. I am the exalted Big Dipper of the Drowsy Venus chapter. When any rules and regulations are violated, it is my duty to...
Yes, yes, I know. But you don't have to go into it so strong. You'll put 9 years extra age on yourself. Tell you still another time.
Go ahead.
Ruthie admired your lodge robe and wanted to make herself a spring coat, using it as a pattern.
Put my foot down on that in a hurry.
Well, you certainly did. Person would have thought Ruthie had suggested we all go down and rob the People's Bank building.
You see Gumpox, do you, Russell?
No, I see Steve Chestbutter, though.
Keep an eye out for Gumpox.
Okay.
Well, I guess I enumerated other situations.
The situations you enumerated did not approach this situation. Gumpox, your precious garbage man, riding on his wagon, attired in the plumed hat and tunic of the sacred stars of the Milky Way.
It's horrible, 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 Sarah.
You addressed me as Sarah?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Oh, I suppose because it's such a warm day and because my beef punkles aren't done and my husband's acting so childish.
I don't have much hopes of ever establishing in you an appreciation of what a man's lodge means to him.
No, I don't have much hopes myself.
Russell, is my cold scoop... Oh, there it is.
You should tell us what you're going to do with it, Gov.
I'm going to hand it to Ike Kneesuffer.
Why?
In order that he can dig a hole and bury a fish.
Vic, are you feeling all right?
It's an old, old lodge tradition, Sarah.
Is it, William?
When a sky brother in the sacred stars of the Milky Way is guilty of a misprision, felony, crime, or fluke, he figuratively buries the corpse of that misprision, felony, crime, or fluke. He's given a shovel and a dead fish. He digs a hole, deposits therein the dead fish, says a few appropriate words over
Mr.
the...
Mr. Gumpox,
Gov. Oh, yeah?
Come down the alley big as life.
Is he wearing the robe and plumed hat?
Yes, sir.
I shall make short work of him.
You're not going to hurt him?
No, of course not. That is, I won't hurt him physically.
Want to lecture him?
I shall lecture him and then rip the tunic from his body and the plumed hat from his head.
Uh-huh.
One side, Russell.
Okay.
One side, Sarah.